First of all, Commissioner, what has this time been like for you overseeing your conference and in discussing things with your athletic directors, and what unique challenges has this presented?
The time has been kind of unprecedented, right? Like, we've never walked through a situation like this. There's no playbook, no, hey, this is how I did it before, so this is how you should do it this time type of guidance. But the good thing about our league is we've got folks who are always in it for the greater good. So our administrators and our presidents have been amazing during this challenging stretch of now almost 2 weeks, I suppose, since we've been tracking on as a league. And thoughtful decisions have been made. Decisions have been made for the long-term health of our student-athletes and our coaches and the long-term health of collegiate athletics in general, too.
Yeah, and certainly now looking back, the decisions I'm guessing are hard when you're talking about canceling seasons, but also when you talk about a worldwide pandemic, they're not that hard either, right? I mean, if that makes sense, I mean, it's an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah, it's so true. That is so true, right? You've seen it on social media, seen it everywhere. This is bigger than sport. And for so many of us that work in intercollegiate athletics, this is life, and this is what you do. But this is also a time where you realize that you can't let your job or maybe your sport define who you are, whether you're a coach or you're a student athlete or your administrator. So, yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, not terribly challenging to make that decision, but the necessary decisions to make.
Heartbreaking, too, I suppose. And you as a former athlete, you know, you probably remember your senior year. And I think particularly for the seniors, like the younger athletes, well, like, you know, they're going to get another chance, we hope, next spring or next fall or whenever it might be. But for those seniors, this might be the final time they play competitive sports. And how heartbreaking and how much do you feel for those people that stuff happens out of their control?
Yeah, I think that's probably the thing that's been the hardest, is trying to manage the emotions. And even for me this morning talking to you about it, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to think of the young men and young women who have poured everything they have into their university, into their craft, and have it in this way. But we always talk about sport as a platform to build you as a person, right? So in the moment, as a 21-year-old, they may have no idea why this is happening the way it is. But when they're 40 or 50 and in their adult life and managing maybe their families as an adult or a job as an adult, they can reflect on this experience and go, hey, I made it through this. And they may know their why 20 years from now. But, yeah, it is definitely very emotional for all of our institutions and student-athletes across the country, because we're right now positioning ourselves to take something away from them that they have no control over. And so much of what we do in intercollegiate athletics is talking about controlling the controllables, and for them this is out of their control.
What are you hearing from the NCAA in regard to Division II athletics and the possibility that these seniors might be able to come back from the spring sports next year and have one more year of eligibility, if anything, at this point?
Yeah, we are so fortunate at the Division II level to have an amazingly talented governance staff in Indianapolis at the NCAA, and we are getting constant communications with them about the ability to provide flexibility to some waivers that will be out there. And as a league, we recently just made a decision last night to cancel the remainder of our spring championship competitions in an effort to maximize that waiver possibility for our student athletes who maybe were exhausting their eligibility at the end of this spring, to have that chance if they'd like that to move forward in the future. So I feel really positive about how the NCAA will position itself with student-athlete welfare.
And I'm guessing, too, that there's that will evolve in terms of there's, I would think, some guidelines. There's obviously scholarship limits at all levels, and D2 included. And I suppose this will be an evolving thing as the spring, maybe even into the summer, moves on in terms of how each school or each conference can handle that stuff.
Yeah, and it's changing every day, right? So for us as a league, we're actually starting to develop a communication plan where we will have a constant communication with our membership to just keep them updated on what is happening at the national level. We have a lot of our members, ADs, and other administrators within our league who are involved on national committees that help that communication. And it's going to be constant, and some of the unintended consequences is what I think we will be addressing as administrators in intercollegiate athletics over the course of the next few months. Right now, we don't have answers to everything, and that's okay, and we have to be in a position to say, hey, thank you for the question. We don't have an answer at this moment, but we will get it to you. So there's a lot of families out there and student-athletes who are just kind of in limbo right now, but we're working hard and diligently to make sure that we have answers to their questions.
When you mention there are administrators and athletic directors from your conference that have a national voice as well, how much will you rely on those folks as well as the, not only from a health standpoint in terms of maybe input or guidance you'll get from people they talk to, but as you work into this off season, trying to come up with answers and what the future does hold?
Yeah, they will be a constant presence on any of our meetings, or teleconferences. Fortunately, we have a president that sits on the president's council. We have an athletic director that sits on the management council and a variety of other NCAA national groups. So they will be a significant part of providing information to our membership. They will be a significant part of taking our feedback as members and taking it back to the national organization. So folks who are in those roles right now are going to be pivotal to communication plans and to how we are receiving information as a league.
Then last thing for you in terms of the health part of it, this health pandemic, this crisis going on, in terms of answers there, who are you as a conference trying to get input from as to how to move forward day to day with your athletes who may be on campus, who now may be studying from home or what have you? Some of them may come from thousands of miles away to be athletes here in Minnesota or the Dakotas or Iowa or whichever school it might be. How are you trying to handle that to make sure, you know, they're all safe as well? Because I know you got a lot of athletes to keep track of.
Yeah, that's a very fair question. The uniqueness of our league is we're a blend of private and public institutions, 16 of them, across 5 states that work in different systems. So every university or college within our league had a different university or college plan that's been shared with us as a league. So we could kind of build a roadmap of what's feasible and what's not feasible. But in terms of your question specifically, that has to do with a lot of institutional autonomy and plans that they have in place to take care of their student athletes and take care of their general students as the whole country and the whole globe kind of works through this crisis. What we see right now is definitely going to change how we go about business in intercollegiate athletics. But our student athletes, I think once we get back to a place of, I'm going to air quote here, normal business, I think we'll be stronger for it. And I'm forever grateful for the people within our own conference as we've managed what is a chaotic time with a sense of calm over the past 10 days. And I'm really proud to be part of this group.
Well, very good. I know it's been quite a challenge, and information just keeps piling up, and you have to sift through all of that to make decisions that impact, as you mentioned, 16 schools and different administrators. So we appreciate your work. We appreciate your time, and let us know if we need to get more info out at some point.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting me on here this morning, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Commissioner Lynn.
Bye-bye.